910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is a special report from ABC News. Americans back home. I'm Sherry Preston. Paul Whelan, grateful to be back on U.S. soil after 5.5 years in a Russian prison.
I just say thank you to everybody. You know, thank you for all your prayers, your you know, good wishes. Thanks for doing everything you did. It all helped.
That was as he and two other Americans, including Wall Street Journal reporter Evan Gerskovich, arrived at a military base near San Antonio to receive physicals and to begin the reintroduction process. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan says the prisoner swap deal that brought them home was months in the making.
This was the United States of America at its best, working with our allies to bring our people home safe and also to help free freedom fighters, Russians who have fought for democracy in their country and who had been thrown in prison for treason or worse. To be able to be a part of that was truly one of the most extraordinary honors in my life.
This is ABC News.
I'm James Kelly with WBZH News. Your news roundup in quick podcast form. Find it anytime on the WBZH website at buzzofthenorth.com.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Disabled voters in Wisconsin who want to will be able to get absentee ballots by email for now. A Madison judge declined a request to block his own order yesterday. Judge Everett Mitchell says it's a case of disability rights. The ruling is headed to an appeals court. Voters in western Wisconsin's 3rd District could decide which party controls the U.S. House. That's why Congressman Mark Pocan has been spending so much time there.
That seat is probably one of the top 10 to 20 seats in the country for Democrats to get the majority. So I think you saw House Majority PAC just did a $4 million buy in the 3rd CD. They're very committed to this district.
Pocan is campaigning with Democrat Katrina Shankland, who's running for Congress against Rebecca Cook and Eric Wilson in the primary. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly. Ascensia Health St. Mary's Medical Center celebrated its one-year anniversary this week. According to a Fox 21 report, the $900 million hospital has helped thousands of Duluth area patients in its first year, with officials reporting that it delivered 1,600 babies, performed 14,000 surgeries, and admitted 17,000 patients. St. Mary's was also recognized as one of 5 hospitals across the country to receive the Dick Davidson Nova Award for making innovations to bring better health care to the community. Duluth Entertainment Convention Center officials say they're closing in on a temporary fix for the unbearable heat in the arena. According to a Fox 21 report, DECC officials say they will be renting a temporary air conditioning unit until they can use nearly $3 million of state bonding money to install their new AC system. The rental will cost the facility $100,000 over the next year and should arrive within a few weeks. The organization will also bring in more large fans and misting stations for visitors. And that's what you need to know. For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly.
The Packers prepare for family night. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers will be holding their family night practice tomorrow night inside a completely sold-out Lambeau Field. Jordan Morgan has been lining up at right guard and was asked, as the first-round pick out of Arizona, what does he think so far about what he's hearing about family night?
80,000 fans, and I've never been in a stadium that big with that many fans. So for that to go on that night, I'm so excited to see that.
Edge rusher Rashawn Gary.
Man, every time you step in Lambeau, man, it's a blessing. So being able to have a practice in front of our fans, and that's going to give us a lot of energy to finish throughout the day.
On special teams, a bad day for kicker Anders Carlson, missing 3 out of 6, all going wide left again. Baseball, the Brewers and the Nationals tonight in D.C. Pat Murphy on starting Frankie Montas after 19 starts with the Reds before being traded to Milwaukee.
Yeah, I think a veteran coming in that can log some innings like that, very important for us, and we're excited to have him.
With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
It is going to be warm and a little muggy today, mostly sunny with a high in the upper 80s to near 90 this afternoon. The wind will be northwesterly at around 5 to 10. Tonight, mostly clear into the lower 60s. Tomorrow, sunshine with highs in the mid to upper 80s. Could see a few scattered thunderstorms tomorrow night. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temp 62.
The Todd Alba Show.
Speaking of J.D. Vance, if you're watching on the stream, you can see behind me what we're now calling the J.D. Vance couch. There are some reports that back in the day, during the frat days of J.D. Vance, he may have gotten intimate with a couch. So.
You know, I've slept on that couch a few times, but I can't say I've slept with that couch, and nor do I plan to.
No.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2, on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Babes, what are you doing?
What? I'm just mowing the lawn.
No, it's blazing hot and dry out here. Don't you remember? Smokey Bear says,
avoid using power equipment when it's windy or dry.
Where'd you learn this?
Oh, it's on
SmokeyBear.com with many other wildfire prevention tips.
Right. Thanks, Honey Bear.
Because remember, only you can prevent wildfires.
Brought to you by the USDA Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Pat Kreitlow.
Monday morning, we'll be looking back at the weekend highlights from the Paris Olympic Games and talking about the new Democratic presidential ticket.
Up North News with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday morning starting at 6.
You're listening to the Buzz of the North, WBZH, Hayward's home for Nightlight with Peach Wabba.
Hey, hey, hey. Hey, what's happening?
Brother, what's up?
This is a big party, man.
Yeah,
I can
brother, dig it.
Stop right on.
Good morning and welcome to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. How you doing, Calvin?
I'm doing pretty good. You know, we've lost power for a few hours last night during the storms, but it really didn't seem that crazy besides the power going out.
Oh, man. It was really just a reminder of the fury of Mother Nature. You know, the lightning, the thunder, and the torrents of rain. You know, we talk about all of the other things that happened that we should be afraid of, but man, nothing's more damaging than Mother Nature. When she decides to, you know, unleash her power, water, wind, you know, just the power of, you know, the sun can do more damage than any weapons that man has created. It is without question. When you're allowed to see the fury of Mother Nature and live through it, you know, we live in an area, Calvin, where there are very few, you know, floods, you know, very few droughts. And the Midwest is kind of like a protected area. We get a few tornadoes from time to time, but we're pretty safe, right?
Yeah, relative to a lot of places more south than us, for sure. We don't have quite the tornadoes that they do in like Missouri and Oklahoma and that kind of thing. But no, it seems like we're getting more.
Yeah, we are. But, you know, the lake, the proximity to us, Lake Michigan to us is what protects us. And so, you know, we're fortunate to have that. So, we're going to be without Sandy this morning as he takes a well-earned vacation. He'll be returning on next Tuesday. But we got a lot to talk about, as always. And I want to begin. Calvin, are you aware of what something they call junk fees? When you go on flights and you take your children, don't you think it only makes sense that if you're a parent and you've got children and you're going on a vacation and you're flying, that it shouldn't cost you extra money, you know, to sit next to your children?
Yeah, I mean, first of all, I think if you're buying tickets at one time, they should make an effort to put you together in the first place. And then second of all, I don't know why it would ever be feasible to separate children from parents. So why would you charge them more to prevent that?
Man, you know, I always like to bring some information that is clearly nonsensical when I'm here, you know, every morning. And if you don't have children, you know, little children, and your children are long since grown like mine, you know, you don't know and realize what's taking place. But the U.S. to scrap junk fees, airlines charge for parents and children to sit together. What? So I didn't know. 844-967-2789. If you're aware of this, most U.S. airlines currently charge to seat young children with their parents, forcing a tough choice: either spend the flight apart or pay as much as $200 more for a family of four. Just to sit together, Calvin.
Yeah, I don't know. That just seems ridiculous. I mean, as just a person that would be traveling without children, I wouldn't want to sit next to some random person's kid.
Man, and that random person's child should not have to sit next to a stranger as well.
Exactly.
You know, I mean, what kind of sense does it make to have a policy, and who created it, and why? And why is it still in existence? And why is it that it takes President Joe Biden to address this issue? You know, we can talk about all of the negative aspects of, you know, Joe Biden's presidency, but it's things like this that just don't make any sense whatsoever that he has had the courage to address. On Thursday, the Biden administration proposed to do away with such junk fees and require airlines to seat parents next to their children where adjacent seating is available at booking. So I don't understand. You know, when I would travel with my sons and my wife, Calvin, we'd buy tickets for the four of us, right? Right next to one another. When did it change that, you know, well, and so what happens when you go and an airline says, well, we don't have four seats available. Two of you have to sit up front. Two of you have to sit in the back. You know, maybe that's feasible if there's four of you and there's a husband and a wife, and each one of you can sit next to your child, which I still think is ridiculous. But say you have five, and, you know, two of you can sit together, but the other three, you know, the four of you, each one can have a parent next to them, but then the fifth person has to sit somewhere. These are just ridiculous kinds of things that don't make any sense that happen in our country that we shouldn't be, if we don't know about it, you know, we can't do anything about it. But when we find out about it, we should be outraged. Many airlines still don't guarantee family seating, which means parents wonder if they'll have to pay extra just to be seated with their young child. Here's the ridiculousness of it. So you come and you say, hey, I want to sit with my child. And the airline says, Calvin, I'm sorry, we can't make that happen. And you say, but I need to sit with my child. Okay, give us an extra $200 and we'll make it happen. I mean, that's in essence what this is. Because once they get the $200, they can fix it.
Yeah, it really does seem ridiculous. I've only flown like two or three times, and typically it was like board and you just find your seat. So I don't understand why it would be so difficult to just arrange for children to sit with their parents.
Many airlines still don't guarantee family seating, which means parents wonder if they'll have to pay extra just to be seated with their young children. Flying with children is already complicated enough, said Pete Buttigieg, the U.S. Transportation Secretary, in a press release announcing the new rule. The new rule we're proposing today, which would ban airlines from charging parents a fee to sit with their children, is another example of the Biden-Harris administration using all the tools at our disposal to lower costs for families and protect consumers from unfair practices. I would say to those of you who are listening, there are things like this that many of us don't have to address, don't have to deal with because we don't have, you know, children. And this is another one of those things that President Biden and Vice President Kamala Harris and their cabinet have addressed that has been going on far too long and yet, you know, been, you know, undercover for those of us who don't have to deal with it. Absolutely ridiculous that somehow, somewhere along the way, this has been allowed to happen and this has gone on under the cloak of darkness. And the Biden-Harris administration has now come out. And you can count endlessly all of the different issues like this that the Biden-Harris campaign has addressed and worked, and Democrats have worked to try to overturn. So the next time you hear somebody ask about, well, the Joe Biden-Harris campaign hasn't done anything, I'm telling you, there's so many different things that they've accomplished and even more that they were trying to accomplish with very little, if any, help from the other side of the coin. You know, you talk to families who will look at this and who will be thrilled, you know, when this practice comes to an end. During his 2023 State of the Union address, Biden called on Congress to put an end to the practice. We'll prohibit airlines from charging up to $50 round trips for families just to sit together. Now, it hasn't happened. It's just like the baggage fees. And that's bad enough. You know, it was always free. Yeah, well, I'm from a different era to have your baggage. But now you got to pay extra for your baggage. And, you know, airlines aren't hurting. Economically, they're not. They're waxing rich. But I go back. I'll go back again and again and again to lobbyists. You know, I had an elected official on the other day. I forgot what day it was. Might have been Monday. And I asked her about lobbyists. And, you know, they don't see, you know, lobbyists as the way I see them, right? But then I'm not sitting down across from one who is advocating for corporations and not people. I'm not one who's going to be supporting corporations when people are the ones who are the most important. 844-967-2789 is the number. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. We'll be right back.
The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
This fall, Wisconsin voters will cast critical votes for U.S. Senate, determining the direction of our state and nation on important issues. The ACLU does not endorse or oppose candidates, but wants voters to make an informed decision in the U.S. Senate election. Abortion is at stake in this election. On abortion rights, what have Senate candidates Tammy Baldwin and Eric Hovde said? Here's Eric Hovde.
I am a strong believer in pro-life. I am totally opposed to abortion.
and this interview.
Do you think Roe versus Wade should be overturned?
Yes.
Here's Tammy Baldwin.
I want women to decide.
And
I am pro-choice.
And
I lead the effort to restore Roe versus Wade to our national laws.
In their own words, Tammy Baldwin supports abortion rights while Eric Hovde opposes abortion rights.
ACLU Voter Education Fund is responsible for the content of this advertising.
Paid for by ACLU Voter Education Fund, 212-549-2500. Not authorized by a candidate or candidate's committee.
You're listening to the Buzz of the North, WBZH, Hayward's home for Up North News Radio.
All right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. You know, Calvin, I'm not one to weigh in on all of this transgender mumbo-jumbo that Republicans have constantly tried to make the most important issue in the world today. I'm just not. I haven't been a person who sat back and wanted to point the finger at, you know, transgender athletes and all of those kinds of things, because the sheer numbers of them are just so small that no men who have transitioned into women aren't taking over women's sports. Just not true. You know, are there some who have done that and are now engaged in women's sports? I guess there is. You know, I haven't focused on any of those things because I thought, for me, with all the other things that exist, that's foolishness to spend as much time as they've spent on that. But I can't help but get dragged into the fray when a situation like the one that occurred the other day in the Paris Olympics, when Angela Carini, an Algerian who is, you know, really a man, was a man.
That's not completely factually accurate.
Okay, so correct me. So,
there, it's really kind of a complicated and clouded issue. She was assigned female at birth. She's been raised as a female. She's lived her life as a female. In 2023, she failed a gender eligibility test from an independent boxing organization. And this organization has been kind of clouded in corruption. I believe it just recently was purchased by a Russian oligarch. But that's besides the point. There is rare genetic conditions where someone can present and live their life as a female and still have an XY chromosome. It's an exceptionally rare.
Well, all of us have XY chromosomes. Every human being has both male and female chromosomes. So that's not unusual. In this instance, I guess, the person, you know, and this is why I kind of, man, did not want to get and have chosen not to get into the murky waters of this, because as you stated, it's not absolute.
Yeah, and it's... I'm not even advocating. I don't know if she should have been allowed to compete. There's probably a really good argument that she shouldn't have been allowed to compete. But to say that this is part of some transgender agenda is misrepresenting the situation.
Well, you know, again, I'm not going to waste a whole lot of time on these murky waters. Because Republicans want to make people believe that there's an invasion of transgenders, you know, who are controlling youth and women's sports across the nation. It's not. And it doesn't matter how many times they say it, it's not the case. Are there times that I guess transgender men who transition to women, has that occurred and they wound up in women's sports? I can't, you know, I don't know the numbers, but I'm pretty sure it's clearly not as, you know, that's what I'm looking for, Calvin. Doesn't happen as often as they're leading people to believe. But I clearly think that boxing, you know, all sports, it's, you know, this is a difficult issue. And I don't think there's anybody with any common sense who thinks that a man who transitioned into a woman should be competing against women. Does it happen? Yeah, it does. I guess in some sports, but I don't think it makes any sense whatsoever. 844-967-2789. We'll continue the discussion on the other side. It's Friday. That means Fridays with Earl Ingram and Calvin on the Earl Ingram Show.
This is the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
Enjoying this local program?
Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The average American family will spend $875 on school supplies this year. More families these days are asking for help with that. Clarissa Zemke is with a nonprofit called Family Pathways. She says tech accessories are in high demand.
Headphones are a big thing on pretty much every list from elementary on up. A lot of things that we're seeing right now, especially for the older kids, is USB flash drives.
Pencils and notebooks are always good donations. So are gym shoes and other clothes, since kids outgrow them quickly. The yellow brick road leads back to Oconomowoc once again. The city's Wizard of Oz celebration is in 2 weeks. A special screening on August 15th will commemorate the 85th anniversary of the beloved movie's world debut there. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly. Bayfield residents are reacting to the possibility of the Apostle Islands becoming a national park. According to a Fox 21 report, many residents have expressed excitement at the prospect, but some remain skeptical of the changes that could be made if the public doesn't have enough input on the process. Congressman Tom Tiffany introduced the bill earlier this month to redesignate the area from a national lakeshore to a national park. If passed, the designation could open up a variety of new opportunities for the park and community. The National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration is planning one of the largest mapping projects of Lake Superior in some of its deepest waters. According to a WDIO report, the organization has been collecting new mapping data on the lake since 2020 and is hoping the data they receive will help with safety, navigation, and even tracking invasive species in the lake. Their crews plan to return to the lake next summer to collect data in the deeper waters. The data could take as much as 2 years to be released after collection. And that's what you need to know. For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Fans of the show Squid Game are in for a real treat as a release date for season 2 has been announced. IndieWire reports that Netflix has also announced on Wednesday that a third season will happen in 2025. Season 2 will premiere on Netflix December 26th of this year. Not many people have sympathy for high-paid movie stars, but Roadhouse director Doug Liman says despite the fact that 50 million people streamed Roadhouse on Amazon Prime, he did not receive 1 cent. Variety reports that Liman said the MGM film was originally slated to open in theaters, but was switched to streaming at the last minute. And despite the robust streaming numbers, no one was compensated, including star Jake Gyllenhaal and producer Joel Silver. There is a second Roadhouse in development. No word yet on whether or not Conor McGregor will wear pants in the sequel. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
It is going to be warm and a little muggy today, mostly sunny with a high in the upper 80s to near 90 this afternoon. The wind will be northwesterly at around 5 to 10. Tonight, mostly clear into the lower 60s. Tomorrow, sunshine with highs in the mid to upper 80s. Could see a few scattered thunderstorms tomorrow night. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 64.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
I was in a drive-thru line and forgot to order. I was on the phone, thought I ordered, and just stayed in line and got up to the window. There was no order for me. And I said to the guy, I go, can I just order now? And he was so condescending. And he goes, well, typically what we do, sir, here is we order back at the speaker, and this is where you pick it up. I've never felt so stupid in my entire life.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the 1-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Crude and Dom.
Tune in Friday for the Devil's Advocates radio show. We'll welcome Batman, Matt Rothschild, our good friend, and we'll air the grievances. You're going to want to listen. Devils.
The Devil's Advocates. Weekdays 4 till 6.
someone I've needed so long. For once unafraid, I can go where life leads me. Somehow I know I'll be strong. For once I can touch what my heart used to dream of long before I knew. Someone warm like you would make my dream come true. Yeah, yeah, yeah. For once in my life, I won't let sorrow hurt me.
All right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. You know, I was talking about this boxer in the Olympics the other day, female, who was boxing another female. And the one from Australia didn't pass the test denoting whether or not, you know, she was, you know, a female. And so she, the woman that she struck, that she was fighting, said she was hit so hard by, the Australian fighter that, she quit right on the spot. And she said it was not fair and, you know, basically insinuating that this was a person in transition. Now, you know, I've done this in the past and I'm going to do it again now. I haven't done it for quite a while, but I'm going to bring up two sides, two guys on two different sides of this and let them have a conversation, a brief conversation. You know, Tom from L.A. and C.J., because they're in polar opposites when it comes to this discussion. So I'm going to let them have a discussion amongst themselves for a short period of time. Let's go to C.J. C.J., good morning. Your thoughts?
Good morning, Earl. Thanks for taking my call. My dad always taught me, you never should hit a girl, but now it's okay in the Olympics. Sad but true. And I don't know if you've ever heard of the names Leah Thomas and Riley Gaines. You say it doesn't affect people. Well, it affected her. For an NCAA championship, she got to dress with an XY chromosome male in the locker room and compete against her in the pool. And this XY chromosome male took the medal. Well, you know what happened? The NCAA finally had to pay Riley Gaines millions of dollars. And they still, like the president, like the vice president, believe in the ending of Title IX, which protects girls and women's sports. I don't know how you could be on any other issue, but this is disgusting at best, and it's wrong, and it should never happen again.
All right, Tom from LA. Tom, you want to respond to what CJ just said?
Sure, CJ. I really don't have a whole lot to say to CJ except for it's CJ, and everyone knows who CJ is. But CJ, you guys have no policies to talk about, so you guys always pick these wedge issues. While you guys are talking about transgender and really talking like perverted straight men and the way your brain thinks, you got Kamala Harris talking about child care, health care, taxing billionaires, rent control. You guys are talking about these issues again, about people's orientations and about people's, such a small minority of things. Why is it that you guys can't ever talk about policy? We had a president yesterday that did one of the greatest feats, him and a vice president, and bringing our people back to the United States. And also, they're the French Olympic Games, not the United States Olympic Games. Let them deal with it. And like
Kelvin was saying, there's a lot more to this than just what meets the eyes. I know you guys love the black and the white issues and all of that kind of stuff, but you know what? Use your brain a little bit and think, and don't give me another Fox noise type of, you know, talking point that you're going to come up with. I always know what you're listening to because I can always hear it on the show here.
Okay, CJ.
What? Notice he didn't talk about Title IX, and you talk about the policies that this vice president and president are handling. They want to end Title IX. You refuse to talk about that. You want to deflect and talk about my sexuality. You don't know my sexuality.
Hey, CJ. So I'm not, you know, let me put it this way. You know, my thing is this, and what Tom said and what I say and what many other Americans say, you know, to waste as much time on these periphery issues and act as if this is something that's occurring every single day in untold numbers, it's not true. It doesn't matter how much you want to say it. It doesn't matter. I talk to people all the time. I've yet to hear one person say anything about Title IX, be they Republican or Democrat. But you want to make Title IX, you bring that up as if that is one of the most pressing issues in this nation. It is not. It doesn't matter how many times you bring it up, how emotional you are with bringing it up, it does not register. And it doesn't matter how many times Republicans want to talk about it to a small segment of this nation. Is that an issue?
Well, they fought for it for years, Earl. Women fought for equal rights in competition for years. You maybe want to look the other way. Tom maybe wants to look the other way, but it matters.
All right, CJ, thank you very much for the call. I'm going to talk about what matters when it comes to this election and what the differences are between, you know, Republicans and Democrats as it relates to this election, you know, and Title IX is not going to be it, CJ. It doesn't matter, you know, how much you want to push that. Charles from Milwaukee, good morning to you. You say what?
Hey, good morning, Earl. A couple of quick points. So I'm like you and Tom. We have way bigger issues to deal with in the world. But I was, so when I heard this yesterday about the boxer thing, I tried to do my research. You know, because if I say something, I want to have facts behind me. So I, doing my search, and you know, I found out that maybe this boxer was born a female. Not 100% sure on the facts, but I think it's weird. My boys wrestled all through grade school, middle school, and high school. If there were not enough girls to form a girls' league, the girls wrestled the boys.
That's true.
In competition, on the mat, and I'm sure most of those wrestling dads out there, probably conservative men, and had no issues with their boys wrestling a girl. Second of all, CJ's calling about this. Has CJ called and questioned why is there an Olympic volleyball player from the Netherlands that's there to compete that raped a 12-year-old girl? I don't hear the outrage on the right about that. Why is there a guy that's participating that raped a 12-year-old girl?
Well, you know, hey, Charles, thank you very much for the call. Brendan, you got the last of this, and then we're going to move on.
Yeah, how dare CJ come on with his self-righteous attitude? I mean, his party in different states says that 13-year-old girls got to give birth to children, whether they were raped or incestually raped. Your party is so screwed up. Give it a rest. This is like zero. This is 0.0001% of the population. Okay, and so make the big a deal as you want about it, but you have no ground to stand on, CJ, and neither does Trump. J.D. Vance believes that women should stay in marriages, even if they're being abused, for their children. He wants to push a bill which will actually monitor women's pregnancies. So stop acting like the Republican Party and Project 2025 doesn't want to make women property when you come on and you spout off your self-righteous garbage.
So thank Brendan, you. Thank you very much for the call. Let's go to Susan from Kenosha, and then we're kind of right where I wanted to be in a discussion that I wanted to have this morning, and we're almost there. Susan, how you doing? Good morning to you.
I'm doing fine. I think that people are taking this all out of concept. They're going bizarre. But this is a small amount of men and women in the population.
Minuscule. Minuscule.
Minuscule. And I think that this is something that we can deal with. And these people who transition go through a lot of surgery, hormonal changes, and what have you. They just want to be accepted as what they want to be. And I think that we owe them that much respect, okay? If we're going to go men versus women, and what is a man's job and what is a woman's job, then all the women who are in the police department are going to have to leave because that's a man's job. All the women who are in the fire department, you're going to have to leave because that's a man's job. All the women who are flying jets across the world, you can't do that because that's a man's job. We are transitioning into an atmosphere where men and women can do the same job. Why don't we just let this go and forget about it, and let's move forward instead of backward.
Hey, Susan, thank you very much for the call. So now we're here. You know, this is something that I've been wanting to talk about for some time, that is eventually going to be the death knell of this nation. And it's this divide. It's this divide that is getting worse and is being fueled without question. It's being fueled by one man, right? This divide in this nation that has certainly been there for some time. There are a lot of different divides in this nation. But this divide between, you know, Democrats and Republicans and views that are so diametrically opposed to one another are really getting progressively worse. And I don't know how you heal it. You know, how do you heal something that a person, one side, is not willing to even give it consideration? And the anger that has grown and continues to grow inside of this nation. And religion can't heal it, because there's the divide even inside of Christendom. You know, well, we're evangelical Christians. Okay? So that separates us from the other Christians. Because what? We're evangelicals. What is all of that? And why have we gotten to this point where you can't even, you know, listen to or tolerate your own fellow countrymen? Don't you? This is a cancer that is getting progressively worse. 844-967-2789 is the number. We're going to continue this on the other side. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show.
You can take it.
You're listening to WBZH, Hayward's home for the Todd Allball Show.
This history can't be denied. Wisconsin is the home of the hamburger. About 30 minutes west of Green Bay, you'll find the city of Seymour, where in the 1880s, young Charlie Nagreen pushed his food cart to the fair. The 15-year-old planned to sell round balls of beef to visitors, but it didn't quite catch on. Can you guess the surprising reason why? The answer's coming up. Every summer, the home of the hamburger celebrates its history in a huge way with Burger Fest in Seymour. There's a 200-pound burger on the grill, a bun, run, ketchup slide, and of course, a burger-eating contest. So did you guess why Charlie's first beef recipe didn't work out? Well, as the story goes, visitors to the fair wanted to walk around. Charlie realized he needed to smash his beef ball between two pieces of bread to be able to eat it on the go. Charlie's hamburger, a huge success, making Seymour the home of the hamburger, a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
All right. Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. Listen, I can't hold it any longer. I've been trying to, you know, focus on not saying what I'm about to say. But I can't hold it any longer. You see where the nation is headed. You see where Americans are at one another's throats. And at the root of it is one man, a hateful, hateful, disgusting, pitiful human being that has done everything within his power to separate this nation. You may say, well, what are you talking about? You know what I'm saying is true. Even if he's the person you support, you need to look in the mirror. He is a hateful, you know, barely educated person. Listen to his diction. Who is looking to do everything that he can to continue to divide this nation and the American people. And I don't know if the American people are going to be able to overcome the damage that he has done and continues to do. Because there's many in this nation who now know who and what he is. And even those who support him, I've been reading the onslaught that he, you know, unloaded on, you know, Vice President Kamala Harris about who is he to determine if somebody is black or not? And what makes him an authoritarian on who and what a person is? Well, I remember her when she was, you know, an Indian. He's ignorant. He's not only ignorant, he's dangerous. And he's dividing this nation. And those of you who support him, you already know if and when he loses what the outcome is going to be. Let's stop twiddling our thumbs and acting like this is not what's going to transpire. And as each day goes by, and as more and more people jump off the bandwagon, he's going to become more and more unhinged. We know what this is. We've seen it. And yet still half this nation supports that. And so I don't know. What are they seeing that I'm seeing? You know, what are they not seeing that I'm seeing? We know this man is insane. Yes, he's insane. No sane person acts in the manner that he acts. And so why would we knowingly put an insane man in charge of the world? Why would we do that? Well, you know, he's my guy. Okay. Why are you supporting a guy who's insane? I mean, I just look at him. Listen to him. He's only going to get worse. There is no shame in him. And yet half the nation supports that. And so what happens if he loses? We already know what's going to happen. And people will justify that. I was listening to a conservative host this morning, and he was saying, well, we already know the Democrats are preparing to cheat. And they're going to cheat. That's what they're going to do. They're going to cheat. What is he talking about? And why is he pouring gasoline on the fire? You know, what does he have to gain by saying such moronic and idiotic statements? Well, you know, the Democrats are already preparing themselves to cheat. And so that's what we're worried about. No, what you're worried about is the fact that people are organized and understand the sheer threat to the survival of the nation and the earth that is at stake if you put this person, again, back in charge. You know, that's straight talk. And I know people dance around it. Well, we can't say this about Trump. We shouldn't say it. But man, look at him. Open your eyes. Listen to what he says. I'm telling you, there's never been a time historically that a person like this would have ever been considered to get an opportunity to be the president of the United States, let alone a second time around. This is the second time around. We know what he did the first time. 844-967-2789 is the number. I got it off my chest. I'll let you get it off yours. 844-967-2789. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show.
Listening to the Buzz of the North, WBZH, Hayward's home for Up North News Radio.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, Dan Schaefer joins us from the recombobulation area. We learn more details about President Biden's efforts to free hostages held in Russia. Join us.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10.
With a little financial support from the Wisconsin Chairs Child Care Subsidy Program, more is possible. You can focus on work, continue your education,
and take advantage of opportunities that make your family stronger. Best of all, you can give your child a great start with the high-quality care they deserve. What's your more? Learn how you can get help paying for childcare by visiting wishares.wi.gov today.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. This is the Buzz of the North.
WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.